I'm Dennis Owsley, and we started the second hour of our Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited with a couple of his compositions. The first one was Woody and You, played by a Coleman Hawkins 12-piece band. He's on tenor with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and the composition. And you notice the bass line is not a walking bass line. Neither is the bass line in Night in Tunisia a walking bass line. So these are Latin bass lines. Then we heard the great Manteca, co-composed with Chano Pozzo, the Dizzy Gillespie big band, with Pozzo on percussion and vocal, Gil Fuller doing the arrangement in 1947. And we've got Charlie Parker, Jackie and Roy, and Roy Eldridge coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned. Now we're going to hear another Dizzy Gillespie Latin piece, co-composed also with Chano Pozzo, Tintindeo, played by the Ray Brown Trio of Benny Green on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. And this is a 1993 recording. Thank you. That was the co-composition between Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozzo called Teen Teen Dale, played by Benny Green on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums in 1993. This is the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial Show on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me. We're going to hear Charlie Parker and Jackie and Roy and the quintet with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and Bud Powell and Roy Eldridge this hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear No More Blues. This was recorded on the French Riviera in 1962. But Dizzy played Bossa Nova in public at the Monterey Jazz Festival 6 months before the Stan Getz Charlie Bird recording, and there's a recording out there to prove it. So although those two guys get credit for introducing Bossa Nova, it was really Dizzy. And this is the Dizzy Gillespie group with Dizzy on trumpet, Leo Wright alto, Lalla Schifrin piano, Sagan Elik Baksik on guitar, Chris White on bass, and Rudy Collins on drums, and Pepito Riestra on percussion in 1962. Thank you. That's one of my favorite Dizzy Gillespie Bossa Nova recordings, right here on Jazz Unlimited. This is the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial. We heard Chega de Saudade, or No More Blues, played by Dizzy on trumpet, Leo Wright alto, Lalo Schifrin piano, Zikane Ilik Baksik guitar, Chris White bass, Rudy Collins drums, and Pepito Riestra on percussion, recorded on the French Riviera in 1962. We've got Roy Eldridge with Dizzy and the quintet Dizzy and Charlie Parker coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one that has Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie in it, It's the only recording that they ever made together. It's Leapfrog and Dizzy's on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Monk on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, who does not fit here, but unfortunately that's the way it goes, 1950. And then Anthropology, a Dizzy composition sung by Jackie Kane on vocal, with Roy Kroll on piano and vocal, Paul Johnson vibes, Brian Torf bass, Jeff Hamilton drums, and Ralph Hardiman percussion, following the station break.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. You heard a set of two. The first one was Leapfrog, with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Thelonious Monk on piano, Curly Russell bass, and sticking out like a sore thumb, Buddy Rich on drums in 1950. And then Anthropology, sung by Jackie Kane on vocal, with her husband Roy Crowell on piano and vocal, Paul Johnson vibes, Brian Torf bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and Ralph Hardiman on percussion in 1980. We have a Jazz at the Philharmonic recording with both Benny Carter and Cannonball Adderley on it, along with Dizzy Gillespie. So we'll check that out in the third hour. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to have a station break, and we're going to hear Hot House from Jazz at Massey Hall. Charlie Parker on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1953. And then Limehouse Blues, Dizzy Gillespie and Roy Eldridge on trumpet. Eldridge was Dizzy's first idol. Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums. Recorded in 1954. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the second hour of the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Hot House with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach in 1953 at Massey Hall. And then Limehouse Blues with Dizzy and his first idol, Roy Eldridge, battling on trumpet. Oscar Peterson, piano, Ray Brown, bass, Herb Ellis, guitar, and Louis Belson on drums in 1954. Please stay tuned for the third hour, and we're going to hear some Jazz the Philharmonic material. Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie in a duet, the Quincy Jones Big Band, and Benny Carter and Dizzy Gillespie.